Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Much the next 6 months, nothing really happened. It was just a series of unconnected but semi-interesting or anecdotal moments that isn't really worth delving into.
But I'm confused. What happened? Like, everyone was hurt and in the infirmary. And...
Well, yeah. Then there was just a bunch of small moments in our lives that I guess, if you'd like, I could spare the detail towards. But that's really not anything effectual to the story of the dying.
Well, I'm torn. I sort of want to still know why all these people are dead, but now I'm hooked on these characters. Maybe you could just tell a couple of the stories.
Well, there was this moment when Barty found a whole bunch of old tires and built a wagon.
Really?
Yes.
Director Tinsley?
Just a second. God, all these paper files.
Sir, you know you can computerize those.
I had some files on my computer, but there was a virus.
Sir, I need to talk to you about something.
Go.
Sir.
Alberta is taking care of it. He says that he's working on the virus.
Yeah, sir, that's the thing. I don't think that Alberta and Bartholomew are working right now.
I like the wind!
Do you not hear the commotion in the hallway outside of your office?
Yes, I do.
No breaks ever!
Yes, they are actually working on a prototype for a new Land Rover since someone destroyed the last one. Oh, look, there it goes now. Look at it, bank.
Alberta is still in a full body cast. How is this? This is not okay. You know what? Fine. Build your tire things. I'm gonna go, head of security. It's not like I have any jurisdiction about what's safe.
Before you go, can you help me find Alberta's file actually here in this pile?
25 points if you get through the janitor's closet door. I made it. 25.
And yet they remain in charge.
I'm sure it was just a minor crash.
Wow, that was a major crash.
Also, just press Alt Control Delete.
That's really cool, but how was Bartholomew driving a vehicle? I thought you said he broke his arm.
Arms, legs. What's it matter to you, Bob? This is about the development.
Well, it's just a pretty big difference, like breaking an arm versus breaking a leg.
So yeah, then there was also this time when we all went outside.
Do we really need to go for a picnic? Do we really need to step outside to enjoy food that we can just have in the cafeteria?
I'm actually with Miss Brass on this one. I concur 100%.
Mr. Bridges, I just don't really feel that comfortable going out to just enjoy the outside. A picnic, really? Can't we just enjoy food inside in the cafeteria without, you know, the various things that have murdered a lot of our crew?
Well, we do have a lovely cafeteria, I will say. Quite serviceable for a picnic. We can even put one of those blankets over one of the tables.
I don't want to sit inside at the cafeteria. That's where losers sit.
Inside, there are, you know, those tiger lion...
Wyans,
thank you, that mauled that one team. There are giant worms that tried to eat us last time we were out there. And then there was that one team that got destroyed by acid rain.
Beatrice, knowing how you react to a fun and carefree personality like my own, you might find this hard to believe, but I'm actually suggesting this because I think it might be good for you. You might enjoy yourself.
And then there was that whole team that got mauled by grasshoppers.
I agree. Maybe this would be good for Beatrice to go out, and I'll just stay here and monitor communication.
And there was a random comet.
Beatrice, why don't we just go outside the door? We'll sit in the doorway. How about that? And then your left leg will be entirely safe.
Oh, you know, though, there's that acid rain. I'm just going to right off. But okay. I'm trying to be more loosey-goosey. Loose goose.
Yeah, you're one loose goose, all right. All right, I'm opening the door.
Okay.
There. It's a bright sunny day. There's grass.
Mm-hmm, 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 I see it.
There's Oh, is that a comet in
there?
It was a joke. It's a...
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! WHAM. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Oh, and who could forget all that excitement around the director's birthday?
Hello, Miss Brass. Anything to report or say?
Well, yeah. Alberta seems to be recovering very well, sir. He's mostly out of his casts. We had a successful scout team come back, and they found some sources of fresh water.
Right.
There was that moment when Barty decided to surprise everyone with a light show in the cafeteria.
Anything
in the evening
to report about your director?
Hey there he is! Birthday boy, birthday Pinches!
Oh, no.
It's gonna be a great day.
Hands to yourself. Thank you.
Director,
I got
you these presents.
Well, oh, how pretty you should.
They are my casts. They stink like hell.
Oh, I guess it's the thought that counts. Thank you, Alberta. I'll just set those over here by the trash can.
I wanted you to think about me on your birthday.
That's very sweet.
So listen, we got it all planned out.
What?
I get it, right? Oh, it's a right, a surprise. I mean, nothing to share.
Oh.
I didn't hear a thing, wink, wink.
I was playing it so cool.
Oh.
You couldn't just be cool, man? You couldn't just be cool? Neither of you could be cool? I'm trying to be loosey-goosey here, and all of a sudden you guys come around and destroy the surprise that I've been building for the past month and a half for the director?
Oh, I say it's still a surprise.
No, it's ruined. We might as well not even have your birthday.
I agree.
I'll just go tell all of the crew in the cafeteria to clean
up. No need to do that. I'm sure it's fine. I didn't hear a thing. Look at me. I've got my earplugs in.
It's ruined. It's ruined. Everything's
okay,
ruined.
I'll throw out this cake that someone made in the fridge.
I made that cake.
I'm just gonna. It still tastes fine from the garbage. It's
all over the cast.
Oh, it's actually really good. Wow.
Well, I don't want any. Thank you, Alberta. No, really.
Eat it from my hand.
Very good.
Alberta's still on his pain medication, sir.
Well, appreciate everything that you attempted.
Does anyone know how to make souffle?
Well, that birthday sounds fascinating, Al, but, you know, there's all these dead people in these pods. It's sort of the part of the story I was hoping we could get to.
Well, Bob, before you know the dead people in the pods, you gotta know who they were when they were alive. Like,
I guess that makes sense.
There was that time at the big dance when Simone and David kissed for the first time in front of everybody.
Wait, who's Simone? Who's what?
So, it's a nice dance you put together here, Marty.
Thank you. Yeah, I engineered it rather well, huh?
Beatrice! Barty! Ooh, have you tried this punch that Barty put together from those potato carrot things? Nice work, huh? I'm gonna go dance over this way.
I'm surprised you're not dancing, actually.
You take me as a real Fred Astaire type?
I don't know, I just figured you put this all together, you might as well be out on the dance floor instead of standing in the corner with me.
Nah, I'm more of a organize and then sit on the sidelines kind of a guy, you know? Tall, dark, brooding, mysterious.
Oh, you shaking, Simone!
Oh, there's Simone. Alberta, just doing a little jazz box step.
I love to dance.
He loves to dance.
Yeah, and hey, he's not the only one. Check out David there.
Oh no. Oh, Simone. David, Simone, no. Stop, ooh. Stop, Simone! Simone, stop! Oh, no, there's people everywhere! Stop! Oh, no. Oh, their mouths are just...
Way to use your tongue, Simone!
I guess if we're looking to improve morale...
Yeah, so that was a day I definitely remembered. Definitely remembered when Simone and David kissed for the first time.
I don't know, Al. I'm sort of starting to feel like we're avoiding some bigger issues these stories.
I guess I'm just getting lost in all the fun that I used to have with all my friends and being alive and having a body. Like, oh, there was that... I remember when me and Barty started our super special project.
Alberta, come with me.
Okay, what, Barty?
It's so exciting.
It's very early in the morning / very late at night, depending on how semantic you want to be about it right now.
It doesn't matter. You've got to see this. And
hopefully you can work on it with me. Come on, follow me.
Okay, I'm coming. I'm just moving very slowly because I hate what we're doing. Ugh, yeah, okay, what?
So for the past couple of weeks, I've been collaborating with Dr. Golgi in biology, and I think we stumbled upon something, and then maybe with you, if you could take a look at coding certain aspects of it, we could be onto something really big here.
What is it? What? Papers, diagrams, 3D models of...
No, just look up. Here, look at it.
Oh, what? Oh. Party.
And then, if I press this button...
Barty, do you know what this means?
Wow, okay, so I guess that explains where the pods came from, Al, but it really doesn't explain why there's thousands and thousands of dead people in the pods staring at me with their blank little eye holes right now.
Well, Bob, as you can imagine, after that, things got way more complicated.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McLevine. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
It's just... are you director, doctor, or Mr. Bridges?
Barty's fine.
Fuck you.
That's our outtake.
God damn it.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
You start with your own breathing. Match the rhythm of the breeze that carves the canopy, the birds and bugs chirping in set intervals. Feel the subtle pulse rising up from the ground beneath you. To wander is to dance with the forest. But the forest isn't just the partner. She's the music, the style. She's the rhythm. She's the set of ancient steps and movements that have been passed down from one dancer to another. She teaches you to dance the dance she invented to the music she's singing in a tonal system she thought up one night as it pleased her. You breathe, and you listen, and you wait for your place, your first step, the call to wander. Is a new fairy folktale podcast from T.H. Ponders, a member of the Fable and Folly Network. Listen to the show by searching for The Wanderer in Apple Podcasts or by visiting www.callofthewander.com.